Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm a professional speaker based in Manchester in the UK. And today I'm going to talk about body language in presenting. It's part of an A to Z series that I've put together, a little ebook, which is available as a download from my website, on how you present in an effective and persuasive way. Now, interestingly, the researchers suggest, and I know that the figures are sometimes disputed here, but the researchers suggest that as little as 7% of the effectiveness of how we come across with a message is to do with the words that we say. About 33% is the way we say them. They term that paralinguistics. And then the rest is the body language. So if you've ever watched a presenter and they're kind of pacing up and down like a caged animal, or they tend to scratch the side of their nose when they're presenting, or maybe they look down too much, or they don't look at the audience, or maybe their back faces the audience too much, or maybe they... There's something about them that puts you off. Their gestures, their body language, their, you know, the way they use their arms, that, you know, they may wave their arms around like a windmill, and that's very distracting. And what it tends to do is it distracts from... and detracts from the message that they're trying to convey. So I think the thing to do is, if you're serious about getting better at presenting and being persuasive when you need to be, then you need to video yourself. Video yourself presenting to a live audience and then watch it, play it back, but play it back with the sound off. When you play it with the sound off, you're going to be less distracted by the words that you're saying, and you'll be able to be more, you'll be more aware of your body language and the impact that that has on the audience. Because remember, they're watching this as well as listening to this. And what the body language experts are always looking for is what they term congruence. In other words, they're looking for a match between the words that you say and how they're said. So I know you can't see me now, but if I were to say, I'm really thrilled to be delivering this talk, you're not going to believe me. You're not going to believe me, even though the words on the paper say that I'm thrilled to be doing it, because you can tell by the tone of my voice, and if you'd seen me, you'd see that my chin was down and my shoulders were slumped. You would not believe the words on the page because of the impression that I gave through those other forms of communication. So, take an interest in body language. Remember that bad body language really comes from inside. It usually comes from feeling that you don't belong there, that maybe you don't, you know, you don't warrant the audience's time and attention. Maybe you're worried that you might get caught out because you don't know your topic well enough. So to a large extent, body language sorts itself out when you're comfortable in your own shoes, when you know that you should be there, when you've kind of accepted that you have something to offer. You've got something of value that you're going to give your audience, and then you just flow. And then your body language becomes more natural. It starts to be aligned with what you're saying. And that's really the best way to think about this. So take an interest, and I wish you all the best, and I really hope you do some work to become very persuasive and influential when you're in this extraordinarily fortunate position to be able to address an audience. So good luck, and more to come in this series.